The U.S. president has formally requested that Congress authorize military strikes on Syria. Earlier, Obama expressed readiness to launch a unilateral offensive against the Syrian government, but Obama's plan for limited action in Syria does not go far enough for Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham. They demand a regime change. People around the world have staged anti-war rallies against a possible U.S. attack on Syria. Protests have been held in the occupied West Bank, Jordan, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Tunisia, and Turkey. Anti-war activists have also gathered in front of the White House to condemn President Barack Obama's policy on Syria. UN experts investigating the August 21st chemical attack in Syria say it may take up to 3 weeks to determine the exact circumstances of the incident. The attack killed hundreds near Damascus. The UN experts are now at the headquarters of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons in The Hague. An Egyptian Muslim cleric has lashed out at his Qatar-based peer, Sheikh Youssef al-Gharzawi, over his stance on Syria. Al-Azhar Sheikh Ibrahim Reza described Gharzawi as, quote, a mufti of the Pentagon. Gharzawi has supported a Western attack on Syria. He has also urged Muslims to join insurgents fighting the Syrian government. The Egyptian army has destroyed a number of tunnels connecting Gaza and Egypt. Palestinians use the tunnels to transfer goods and medicine into the besieged Gaza Strip. Cairo intensified its campaign to destroy the tunnels after militants in Sinai killed 16 Egyptian soldiers a year ago. Pakistani activists in Multan have burned a U.S. flag during a demonstration against Washington's assassination drone attacks. On Saturday, a U.S. drone strike killed at least four people in the North Waziristan tribal region. The U.S. government uses assassination drones in several Muslim countries. Yemeni Prime Minister Mohammed Salem Basindawa has survived an assassination attempt in Sana'a. Gunmen opened fire on his convoy as he was returning home from office. The attackers then fled the scene. An advisor to the Yemeni Prime Minister says no one was injured. And spontaneous protests have broken out in India after a court ruling in one of the country's most infamous rape cases. The country sentenced one of the six attackers who gang-raped a young girl in December to 3 years behind bars. The protesters say he should have been given a harsher sentence.